Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
They have their own Hall of Fame?
Well, they just got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
But people, for the most part, are like, hey, two songs, really.
Well, I don't, I don't think they're Rock and Roll Hall of Fame material. But, you know, I also level things as kind of a joke anyway.
But people are like, you got to weigh in the other stuff, you know.
Yeah.
How big Seven Nation Army is and was.
That's the thing, though, man. It's like, soccer, that's huge. That song is huge in soccer for some reason. Na 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 na.
Plus the character of Jack White, pretty famous.
Yeah.
For what?
Acting.
In what?
I guess like really, you know, like
Cold Mountain.
Was he in that?
Yes.
I know he's done a lot of stuff.
To put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's like real eccentric, I guess. I don't know what all they weigh in as far as, you know, who gets votes and whatnot. But you got everybody in there. You got all the music.
Yeah.
Let's probably separate some of that stuff. How did it take Iron Maiden forever to get in?
They definitely should be in.
Oh, yeah.
This is freaking scary as hell right here, man. I saw this yesterday. And, wow, first off, take this as a compliment. And I shouldn't...
Here it comes.
Well, this woman got arrested, and she's 58 years old. God almighty, she doesn't look 58 years old. She could be late 20s. Like, this is absurd.
Okay.
What?
Well, I'm saying that's that type of people, you know. You can't really tell.
Her name was Eileen Wang. Still is. I mean, she's not dead. But... She was a mayor for a small town in California, by the I just had the name of the town up here. Anyway, for Arcadia, pardon me.
Okay.
So somebody was a whistleblower there in the local government, and she stepped down from office as federal prosecutors announced that she had been charged for secretly working for the Chinese government.
Oh, I was going to say stealing money.
She's a spy for the Chinese government. One felony count of acting as an unregistered agent of a foreign government, going to get a minimum of 10 years in prison.
Got a minimum?
Yeah.
Why should you have to register? Didn't that defeat the purpose of being a spy?
Register for what?
You have to, like, you know, you have to register to be a, you have, if you're a foreign agent, you have to register. Like, we have to know you're here and who your ties are.
Well, I mean, her and Yao Ning's son, his last name is Sun. That's kind of cool. S-O-S-U-N. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. We used to work out there.
A.K.A. Mike's son.
Do, huh?
Yeah, that's what, alongside Yawning Mike. He went by the name of Mike.
Well, I would pick Mike over Yawning.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you say the other. God, this happens every so often.
Does it?
Yeah, the Russian spy swap was, I think it was 2009. Kind of similar situations.
Yeah, but like that is that it really makes you wonder about, like, people that get in the office, and you know, you just probably say, what's the mayor going to do or whatever? Well, they have started this their own news platform called U.S. News Center, and they were putting out this like anti-American, pro-Chinese stuff.
Jeez.
And just seeding it right there in California, and like,
American do a lot as far as, you know, disseminating information and like really, you know, sensitive stuff.
And that is pretty freaking scary. And you don't know, like, people that are spies, like they're lifelong spies. You will never maybe even know that they ever were. And that's like, do you not like see certain things nowadays and you're like, God, I wonder, are they really on our side?
Yeah.
You know?
Look, this is just me. When I encounter a foreigner, you kind of wonder, like, could they be working for somebody? Because, dude, the Russian spy swap, two of the people were teachers. They had kids here.
Yeah.
But they were spies the entire time.
Yeah.
Now, they weren't coming across any, like, you know, really, you know, highly classified or sensitive information. But they were still passing stuff back and forth. And even the kids, too, they all got, you know, kicked out of the country.
That is very, very, very scary. And it makes you say, well, gosh, we got to vet these things out more. But we're supposed to, like, well, what, are they supposed to look American? But, man, you see, like, some weird stuff with that. Like, I can't remember the title. Some guy over in England is getting ousted from Parliament. And, they show all the people out in that's members of Parliament now, and you know, I'm not saying they should be wearing powdered wigs or anything like that, but like,
don't let people see what they all look like.
No, they're like, I don't know, they're wearing like turbans and stuff, you know, and I'm like, God dang, man, like what it's I don't know. That sounds hateful, and I don't mean it to be at all. But like, it's
you got to be somewhat cognizant of stuff like that, though.
That's a country where it depends on who you talk to, but whatever. I've talked to people who've been there recently. It's like, man, that is like their country is being taken over. Like, plus something fierce.
Do you ever wonder if you encounter that in daily life? Like, how many people you see that are, you know, could be foreign agents? Those are the best ones that blend into society. God.
I mean, you just...
It sucks, though.
When I work my other job, there are so many people that come into the mall that don't even live here. And the ice storm, there was people from all over here. And I'm thinking, why are you in South Carolina if there's a snowstorm? Like, half the people weren't even from this area. It's just bizarre. I
mean. So you think they're foreign agents?
Well, some of them they weren't. They spoke other languages. You know, like they were Asian. It was bizarre. It's like, you're coming here from what country and it's snowing? Like, I'm gonna go to South Carolina. It doesn't make any sense to me. But the scary thing about having this lady. I mean, but this is becoming a melting pot like other cities, is what I'm saying. That there's a lot of people that come here that you wouldn't assume that would want to travel here. And you're like, what are you doing while you're here, is what my point is.
How do you even?
Everybody goes to River Place.
Right. How do you even get on the radar? Say I was, you know, okay, say I was going to China. So would I approach somebody in local government and say, hey, you know, I would be a spy if you wanted me to, because I'm going to move to China. And they're like, oh, that's cool.
But the scary thing about this lady being a spy is that she knows personal things about people and addresses and things where they can just tell people where they live, and that's the terrible thing about that.
Hey, Bob lives on A Street. If you want to go after Bob,
I mean, that's scary.
Go get him. Now, Bob doesn't know S about S, but he lives.
He don't know nothing about nothing.
Go pick up Bob. God. This happens on all kind of different levels of passing information. Look, yeah. The Chinese already had me freaked out when they talked about the drones they had that look like real birds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they're talking about it was such a huge security measure it is to make sure, you know, to secure Trump's perimeter when he goes there, because I think he's there by now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is.
Because these cities are massive.
He's meeting with XI. God. I don't know how do you say it. How do you say it?
Jinping? Jinping?
I don't know.
Jinping.
He probably has a hard time with Mattman.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Stratotech tee from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Go.
Thank you so much. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
I owe you something.
Thank you.
There you go.
Give me a jitterbug.
Oh, I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Get you feeling good.
I thought I added one more, and I can't. Oh, here it is.
Say yeah!
Let's get you ready for tonight.
Oh, yes.
Get you jacked up.
I'm just coming straight here after the show tonight, just so I make sure I'm here in the morning.
Might as well. Wouldn't it be the first time you've shown that dedication.
If you come in tomorrow morning and I'm in this chair with my head down, just wake me up right before 6.
That might be easier now than it was years and years ago. It's like, why? I'm not waking you for nothing. So we used to stay here for the 28 hours.
Yes.
And like, okay, let's take a nap. We'll wake up and, you know, do the show.
Yeah.
It's very hard to wake you up.
Well, I'm a heavy sleeper.
That's good.
Yes. I slept good last night, boy. There ain't no better feeling in this world. Well, yes, there is, but still, it's a great feeling.
What time did you go to bed?
I don't know.
I always end up on the floor. And I slept naked last night. So.
Ah, God.
Oh, wow.
I'm pinched between the mattress and the box spring.
Do you roll off?
Yeah, but it's just one leg. Like, I'm one leg up on the bed, and the right leg's on the floor. And it's frozen, too. I get, like, frozen leg when you kind of wake up. I wake up to pee a lot. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm always up. Leg's cold and usually, you know, stiff. So I'm kind of hobbling to the bathroom. It's dark in the bathroom, so I'm sure I miss quite frequently.
God.
Because I can't turn the light on and then just turn it back off.
God, your poor wife.
Can we get her on one day? I have tons of questions for her.
I don't think that will ever. We have a better chance of getting my mom on again than we do that boy's living wife.
I remember I had to. I had to see who was actually doing that at my house. And was it
somebody,
the boy or this? I think it was the husband. But nobody admitted to it because I remember having to mop that.
God.
All the time. Like, I go in at night. Well, I mop up because the dog's running out of my house to the dog door. But I was just like, somebody needs to, like, hold the wall or something because there seems to be a problem in here.
Hold the wall?
I don't know why. Because what if I did that? What if I just, like, never made it? Like,
you know what I'm wild saying? Today.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't...
If you miss,
gross. Sorry.
Do you set like when you go to when you go to pee? Do you set down, fat boy, or do you always stand up?
It's impossible.
Yeah,
only because I'm so fat. Like I can't. I'm hanging over the toilet lid as it is.
You're the happiest big person I know. Usually, most people are just like so disgruntled and just so like, ugh. But you get delighted about it.
Now, if I had a physical job where it really mattered is like what your body type was, I'd be miserable.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to even walk without, back cramping up a little bit and this, that, and the other.
Is this guy wanting to play or is he serious?
I think he's serious, but look, sometimes it's hard for me to judge it.
Somebody wants to comment on the sleeper cell that was in California, and this person's name's Fidel. Fidel, good morning.
Yes, sir. Howdy.
Oh, sorry, not. It's already not starting good.
Hey, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. So, what was it you wanted to say? Is that your real name, by the way?
Well, it was formerly Frank, but I used Frank because I didn't want to get pelted with the Fidel Castro jokes.
Jesus, your real name is Fidel. Holy moly. Why? Like, why?
That was my grandfather's name.
Wow.
So, you're Cuban, I guess? Part?
No, 100% Mexican.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's I've never known a white guy named Juan.
It doesn't exist.
Well, this is interesting. Okay, so you were wanting to talk about the mayor who was a Chinese spy in California?
Yeah, Arcadia is it's a fairly large Asian community. It's like 50 to 65% Asian with the majority being Chinese.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
I still don't know how you make that leap of, working for the Chinese government.
Right.
They must reach out.
Well, I mean, they just kind of, like you said, sleeper cell, they threw them in there to work their way up.
Yeah.
God.
I guess. Have you heard of that happening?
When you're in Arcadia, it's heavy. All the billboards, all the stores, everything's, Chinese. And it does have the English translations for some of them, but the majority of the signs out there are all, Asian, Chinese, Korean, all the other languages that you'll never understand.
Jesus. So are you do you travel a lot, or what's your story?
No. I was born and raised in California.
Okay.
Married, stayed out in California for until 99, and we jumped out to Minnesota, raised the kids out there because we didn't want to raise them in California.
Oh, understandable.
Yeah. Minnesota, though.
yeah. So then Minnesota to Utah, Utah to here. Here is where we're laying roots.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, welcome to the South.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Man, so your name is Fidel.
Like, we know what happens with the cartels, but that's not really a secret.
Right.
Like, they run Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, but they don't sneak around about it either.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're saying because the population out there is mostly Chinese that, that's who votes, so that's why she got elected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why it was easy to get her in.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Dang, man.
I also had another little comment about the caller you had the other day that was roasting you guys for the worst show. That I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Prince?
I think it was Dickhead.
Anyway. So you guys were wondering about his ethnicity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely some Latin American region, probably Mexico, because I heard the accent right away.
Yeah.
My family members talk that way. They have that. They're born and raised in the States, but they have that little, that Latin, I call it the Latin twang, but
yeah.
They have that definite Latin sound.
Well, you don't have it, though. And it might be bad of me to say, but you don't sound like a Mexican at all.
Why is that bad?
Well, it's funny because, my wife is Filipino, but she looks more Mexican than I do. And anytime we go to, say, you know, Mexican market or the restaurants, they'll talk to her before they talk to me. And She looks, but she doesn't understand Spanish. I mean, she understands Spanish, but she doesn't speak it.
Yeah.
So she'll look at me and I'll respond in Spanish. Because I'm very light-skinned. I got blue eyes. I don't look Mexican.
Okay.
And people just look at me kind of like, you know, sideways, like, so what happened here?
I was going to say, like, it's, dang, yeah, man. That's... Man,
you might have been stolen at birth and raised Mexican.
Like, be honest, were you ever like treated a certain way after people found out you were? Like, did stuff change as far as people's, you know, racism or bigotry goes?
No, not really. It's never been an issue with me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I'm a likable guy.
Just don't tell him your real name.
Awesome.
Hey, tell your brother Saddam we said hello, okay?
Oh, my God.
Hey, appreciate you listening, man. Have a good morning.
Buenos dias.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Adios. That is wild. That is wild. Yeah, there? I mean, I'm just, you know, from here and, you know.
You still there?
You still there, Fidel?
Yeah, he was awesome.
I are.
Ah, hey, he knows the bit.
He knows the bit.
Conjugation.
All right. On three, Fidel. One, two, three. Goodbye, Fidel.
Goodbye. Andale.
Au revoir.
All right, there he went. All right. Yeah, that's very interesting.
He's light-skinned and blue-eyes, doesn't have the accent.
Right.
He could be surprise.
From Spain or any other place in the country that speaks Spanish. And we don't know, can't assume.
California, right?
Yeah.
The place he was born and raised.
Born and raised in Cali, then moved to Minnesota and Utah, and then ended up here.
He's had a culture shock from about every different angle.
I was going to say, like, everywhere they go, it's like boom, boom, boom. But, well, hell, where would you go now where there's not mess going on?
Pelzer?
Oh.
Yes.
Here?
Somewhere between Pelzer and Williamston.
Yeah.
It's just, everybody looks the same and nothing happens.
Man, oh, man.
I'm kind of thrown by that.
I know. I would have liked to talk to him a little bit longer just to ask him about stuff, like, you know.
Send a picture of his girl, you know, so we can see that.
Yeah.
Which supermercado do you prefer?
Or did like either one of their families have issues with them marrying the other one? You know, because it, you know.
Oh, yeah. How does that work out? Because the Koreans and the Japanese don't like each other, understandably.
No.
I don't know about the Filipinos and the Mexicans. I need to learn the alliances.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know.
Some rivalries.
I know Death Riders, you know, and how they, you know, fight with, you know, other factions in AEW.
Because
I need to know the races.
It goes back to wrestling.
Which ones don't like each other?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question on the text. We were going to do that. We didn't have enough people that were going to. We wanted to do guess your ethnicity. You call in and we just talk to you and try to guess. But there wasn't enough,
No.
Diversity.
Yeah.
It was not enough. We could peg the, you know, the easy ones pretty quickly.
Yes. What are the easy ones, Fat Boy?
You know, you get to, I live in Boiling Springs, I walk cat every day. Okay.
Well, that gives it away.
We know who you are. Away. Like, hey, mano, another show. God. And the other ones.
Oh, this
the one you can't do.
I love people's like innocence in their text. I bet they have really cute kids. What does that mean? What does that mean? I bet they have cute kids.
I hope that was a female that texted that in.
I know.
It's nothing a guy should say, right?
I don't think anybody would say, damn, I think they have ugly children.
Well, a lot of people.
Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Morning, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, guys.
When you say that, it makes me laugh. Please. Well, something happened during a concert on Monday night where the lead singer suffered a mild concussion. So if you've ever been somewhere and people are throwing things to the stage, I just want to say stop doing that.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I've gotten hit before.
With what?
The dime right up under the eye.
A dime.
Yeah, a dime. You can see it coming. And like, obviously, I don't know who threw it. There's no way to tell. But you kind of see what direction it was coming from.
Jeez, fat boy.
Yeah, people like throwing stuff, man. Well, it's like that's something that'll never go away. Especially
at a rock
show.
I got hit in the head with a stripper shoe that time at the Dollhouse in Myrtle Beach.
It was a clear one, right?
Yeah. She cut a flip and the shoe came off and hit me in the head. It didn't really, really hurt. It startled me more than anything.
That could have really hurt you.
It bounced and then hit my head. I was sitting table side.
Sorry, honey.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. You want me to put some ice on it?
You want me to smack you in the face or something, man?
She came and sat on my head. I thought she said ice.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. You misunderstood that. All right, so Bring Me the Horizon singer Ollie Sykes suffered a mild concussion on Monday night when someone in the audience threw their phone at him, or someone's phone at him. So this was during a show in St. Louis, and it happened pretty early in the set, and they were on their fourth song.
I know the name. My daughter listened to them. I can't think of any of their big songs.
I don't know either.
But I'm familiar with Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah. So Happy Song was the song that he was singing.
Happy Song.
The phone cracked him in the head.
Now, obviously, not funny because he got hit, but what a rib to play on somebody. You just grab their phone and throw it.
It was probably so, hey, quit texting during the concert. Give me that phone. Brr. You go slanging and it hits dude in the face.
Man, that's my phone. I can't get it back. The stage manager, who's always a dick on a rock show,
always
is going to keep it.
Well, Ollie says the phone to the head definitely smarted, and I ended up with a mild concussion, but the swelling's gone down a decent amount already. And he says, last night I was struggling a bit on stage afterwards because singing was putting a lot of pressure on the wound and making things feel a little bit disoriented. And he says, I'm sorry on my part for what may have seemed like a half-hearted performance, but my gosh, I can imagine what it feels like where you don't know how bad it is and your head may be bleeding, but you keep on going because the show must go on.
Radio, don't touch the guitars.
Oh, man. Freaking. Oh, yeah, don't touch the mic. Stand there, don't move the level.
All right, come on, man. You got to be that way?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they should have put up chicken wire like they used to back in the day.
Oh, yeah, like some bars.
Yeah, like on the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
But what was crazy about that movie is people would still throw beer bottles at the chicken wire, and they would still bust.
Yeah, they would.
Like, you ever thrown a beer bottle at chicken wire? It won't bust.
No.
It'll bounce back and hit you.
It was Jeff Healey and Roadhouse, right?
Yes, playing the steel guitar.
At the rap event.
God, that was what that was from. It wasn't Blues Brothers, was it?
Yeah, I would hope not.
But the web
could have been there. They got a little wild.
Well, she did that thing where she threw out like a fake bottle of beer at the, I guess it was Wall Wing when we did that thing back in the day.
And oh, yes. I don't remember many of those nights.
No. Do you know what's odd? The opposite of this, I saw Zach Bryan stop the show because somebody threw something. And that was awkward because he would not start until somebody like fessed up to it.
A lot of people do that now. And I almost wonder sometimes, like, are y'all doing this just to get a little break? Like, the drummer wants to go smoke a cigarette. All right, guys, we're going to stop until this guy gets... let's get this guy kicked out of here. And the guy's like, good, let me go smoke real quick.
Is this the encore? No, we're taking a break.
Hey, stop the song. Did you just hit that girl, dude?
Wink. Yeah, dude, look at me. Wink, did you hit the girl?
Seriously, you hit her, didn't you?
Run off the stage.
Yeah.
Smoke break.
You should just stop and sit on the stage. I think people would like that. Tell a little story or whatever.
Yes. Pipe bomb.
Guys, I'm tired of singing right now, but let me puff one real quick. And I'll get back to it shortly.
Right.
Or just run off. If there's the singer, run off. Guitar solo, I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. That's the obvious one. Everybody's got to do a solo.
Yeah. Yes.
Not because they want to.
Somebody's got to go to the bathroom.
They'll do that thing where let's give it up for this band. It's the drummer. He's from Decatur, Georgia. It's Tony Whiteside. Give it up, Tony.
It's probably better to go potty than to pee yourself.
And on keyboards, he's from Easley, South Carolina. It's Jerry Berg.
Yeah.
Can't give him a real name, guys.
My name's Fidel, but call me Frank.
I saw Chili Peppers do this. Anthony goes off stage first. And I'm like, okay, he'll come back. Never comes back.
Yeah.
Then Flea's the last one to leave the stage. I'm like, okay, it works because, you know, Flea's, he's famous. He's
there, huge. There, snorting rails, side stage.
They just, that's it, one by one. Like, shouldn't the front man be the last one to go?
Yeah.
I think one of the bands that goes really hardcore is Black Crowes. And I was in Athens one night, a summer night, and it was just like dripping sweat in this club. And so...
Nice! Was that the name of the club?
No, but it was a crazy night.
Dripping sweat. Tonight, yes. Ladies in free before 10.
And so Chris Robinson would go off stage, and he would take shots of oxygen, and I was watching him.
Shots of oxygen?
Like, God, he was breathing. Really? Like, it was so freaking hot in there.
Jesus.
It was awesome.
Wouldn't you at once, like, would want to just, like, blast one into the mic right in front of everybody? Wouldn't you want to know how that feels to, you know, fart in the mic in front of 20,000 people?
Only you.
And they would love it, too. They would sell it.
You know what?
Right there in the song, man.
That would be excellent.
He's got it singing to the same mic. He's like, hey, switch mics. Guys, Rich had to pee, so I'm going to fart in his mic and we're going to switch him out.
The drummer. Stick the drumstick up your ass for when he comes back out.
The handle. You can put the wrong end, dummy. <It'd be great. laughs> All right, guys, we're going to fart during the course of Hard to Handle.
I'm going to nail it. You're great.
Baby, I'm so hard to handle. Turn around.
Being like, all right, look, we paid a lot of money for this, and they won't stop. We're going to do this song again because this is fun.
Great.
Tonight, the Black Crowes or the Brown Hose.
Dang it. Blank.
Buck Cherry.
I would love that if somebody just did. You know what, guys? Catering was a little wild tonight before the show.
It'd be great. We'd
you know.
There. Oh, Barracuda. And Wilson. Nancy Wilson went to Chipotle before the concert.
Oh, hang on a second. I got to see how that
would sound. It'd be great with Buck Cherry, though. Hey, you're a crazy bitch. But
you're so good, I'm on top of it.
Oh, hang on a second.
Kill there that. Are stars in the southern sky. No.
Can you imagine you hear this on stage?
You ready, Ann? Yeah, Nancy, let's do this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's working one up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh. Good job, Ann.
It's like, is that Ann or Nancy? Like,
don't who's ruin her riff. She's the best.
The band. I'd be laughing so hard, but look, we got to stop.
Like,
restart
wouldn't
the song.
It be great if they did stuff like that? Like, Stevie Nicks is up there with all her scarves singing all this stuff. And Mick Fleetwood has stuck him up his butt crack. She's up there.
I'm gonna tell. God, it stinks so bad.
Just I've been afraid of.
Changing cause I'm
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
The core short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game, it doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.